The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. It's a delight to welcome you to the program today. But it's also a delight to welcome Catherine Wood, who is the founder and president of RUC, Relationships Under Construction. And Catherine, it has been a while since you have been here. Welcome back.
I almost forgot to come back.
you almost forgot how to get here?
We're so busy.
I can only imagine. But it's just a delight to have you back again, because there's a lot of things going on. And the first thing I want to ask you, something I've been talking a lot about for the last 6 months, I suppose, is this movement across America that is growing, expanding, of parents actually looking into what their kids are being taught.
That was a great advantage of COVID.
It's true because of the home, distant learning and so forth and all that. Parents have been looking over the shoulder of their kids going, what?
Yes.
You are being taught what?
It's so true.
because for years, Catherine, American parents have sat back and said, well, we'll just trust the professionals. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They were trained to be teachers, and we're not teachers, and so we'll just trust the professionals. I think those days are over.
I hope so.
Yeah. And parents are actually beginning to look at the curriculum, not just the sex ed, but across the board, and they don't like what they are seeing, and they're beginning to show up at school boards and speaking up, so much so that the president of the United States tells the Justice Department to check out those domestic terrorists called parents. This has got to be good news for you.
It is. And we have been speaking at parent meetings, and we've even been attending some board meetings in different counties. I won't mention which ones. Mm-hmm. And we are definitely, they're saying, here's what we teach, and here's why you should have us in your program if you don't already have us in your program. So,
are you finding that school administrators are feeling the heat from parents more and more and becoming more interested in RUC and programs like yours?
Yes, they are. And as matter of fact, we are overbooked right now.
Really?
We do not have enough teachers in every area to cover everything that needs to be covered. So that's one of my pleas to everyone, is if you have any inclination to teach our program, that you contact us through our website at relationshipsunderconstruction.com. And that's not just for our program, but it's for our other 9 collaborators around the state who are also looking for instructors to be able to go into the schools. And we have such a great program. I have to tell you, I've been working with a lady in New Jersey recently and getting her started teaching our program. And she just calls me almost every day and tells me how much she loves it and the school loves it. And they just are amazed. And so, I mean, we've been around for a long time, but there are still people discovering us.
Yeah. What a contrast from a year ago.
Yes.
When, you had to adapt completely. You couldn't get into the schools, and now you're overbooked. Explain what it means that you're overbooked.
we schedule schools, and then we have to say we have to reschedule you because we don't have a person for this area right now. You know, so it is really difficult for me. You know, I don't ever want to say no.
Sure.
So that is extremely difficult for me. And we are training right now 6 new teachers. So that will bring us up to 16. But we normally have 22. And so since the schools have opened back up, we really are needing instructors in various counties. So I can't list all the counties because if I did, it would take us through our whole entire program because our other 9 collaborators around the state are in desperate need too.
Before we go any further, what kind of person are you looking for, number one, to be teachers? And number two, how long does it take? What kind of commitment are we talking about just for training? And then what kind of commitment in the actual teaching responsibility?
Well, we are looking for somebody that, first of all, if it were a youth pastor who has a degree, then we would be looking for somebody to train for a couple weeks, observe for a couple weeks, and then teach maybe just in the school in their local area. Mm-hmm. If they have more time, they could do more. You know, we're looking at anybody that has a degree that would be interested in teaching our program, that would be just you have to love kids. You have to love them and realize how important it is to teach them
Is a degree essential or just preferred?
It's preferred.
Okay.
I do have a few people without degrees, but then I have some that are, you know, that haven't had their degree that are working on a degree. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just that it's preferred.
Okay.
Because it makes us look better. And that's one of the complaints that Planned Parenthood might have against us if we don't have all degreed professionals.
Sure, of course.
But let me tell you, if you've been a retired teacher or a retired pastor, we do have a pastor working. I guess he's not retired yet, but he is working a couple weeks a month for us in one of our counties.
How much training is required?
There's a 3-day intensive training. So probably 7 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And then a certification test. And then after that, you observe somebody in the classroom for a couple weeks before you actually go in. It's not easy, and kids are different these days.
Yeah,
but
that's for sure.
We're noticing that there is just there's a whole group of kids that are so happy to be back together. Mm-hmm. And they are better than they've ever been. Then there's another group of kids that got hurt in the process.
Sure.
And they're not happy.
Yeah.
You know, and so navigating that in the classroom takes some expertise. And so that's something that we're really working on. But if you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs and you're retired and you need something to do, please call me.
Give them the number.
Yes. Oh, it is 740-965-2046.
2046.
Or they can contact us through the website at relationshipsunderconstruction.com. In the contact section.
Okay. And again, that's plural, relationshipsunderconstruction.com. And obviously, nobody's going to get rich. And if they wanted to get rich, you would not want them anyway. But this is paid, correct?
Right.
Not much.
Not much, but it is paid.
but it is paid. They desperately need new teachers to teach this wonderful curriculum, which is the polar opposite of what Planned Parenthood is doing in our schools. We're talking with Catherine Wood, the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. We need to take a break. We'll be back. And by the way, if you have a question for Catherine, give us a call, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Thank you.
talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And my guest is Catherine Wood, the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. Most of you, I think, are familiar with their ministry. If not, you need to become familiar. The website is relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Catherine, this past summer, the state of Ohio adopted some new standards. How's that going, and how has that impacted relationships under construction?
It's been very interesting. Really, two big new developments. The update of the Ohio law, and that has it gives us a chance to get that back out there to instructors and to not only classroom teachers, but administrators.
Okay. What is the new law?
It's an update of the previous abstinence law, and it adds the term sexual risk avoidance. And it also requires that schools do an audit and post the names of the curriculum that they are teaching on the state website, the State Department of Education website, so that everybody can look that up and see what they're... Now, I would predict that what will happen is the Planned Parenthood programs will change their names. But we put out a flyer that you can actually see the names of our curriculum so that when they show up on the state website, people will know that it is the right programs. So that's been really helpful. And we're passing out those flyers to schools everywhere in the state.
Could any reasonable person look at Ohio's law on abstinence teaching and sexual risk avoidance? If they look at the law the way it's written, could any reasonable person look at the Planned Parenthood curriculum and conclude that they meet the state requirements?
I don't believe so if they're doing their homework at all. And one of the things that we put on our flyer is that comprehensive sex education programs do not meet this law. And so we can't be any more clear than that. And they have never said they met these standards. But, you know, that's one of the things that it's very clear what the law states. And there's A through G, and it talks about saving sex for marriage, talks about teaching about adoption, about teaching, you know, the potential psychological and emotional and social side effects of participating in sexual activity outside of marriage. Very, very clear. So we're hoping that that will help. Now, the other thing that the other development that has taken place is I'm part of a group that is 200 people across the United States that have been working on updating the standards for sexual health education. Mm-hmm. And so we released our standards. We didn't realize that the other side was releasing their standards in 2020. So that's with a group named CECAS, which that's actually the acronym. It's the Sexual Information and Education Council of the United States, which is a nonprofit, just like we're a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. They sound like they're a government organization, but they're not. But Planned Parenthood and family planning groups affiliate to this group, okay? And so they put out standards. They had 31 references for their standards. And their standards are pretty, I don't know, they're definitely not family-oriented at all. They're not marriage-oriented at all. Mm-hmm. Our standards have 258 references. And so I feel like we've done a superb job of making a group of standards that represent what we actually do.
Are there any legislators that are considering challenging Planned Parenthood on the basis that they are not meeting the law, the standards set forth by state law here in Ohio?
I do not know about that right at the moment.
Shouldn't
but
there
I,
be?
I wouldn't doubt that after the elections, some other things will happen. So I feel really good about our legislators and what they've done with passing this update of the mm-hmm. Ohio law. And to have the actual standards back us up across the country, we really are, I feel, a model state for this mm-hmm. development. And since I meet with people across the country, I know, I see what they have. We're actually looking at different states and where we can put the standards in place. So I feel really good when I'm able to talk to them and show them what Ohio has done.
So these are very, very good days for relationships under construction, but days of great need. And again, to circle back, you need teachers.
We need instructors, and we need them now. So,
okay.
And I'm really hoping there are youth pastors that could step up and just teach our program at the school in their area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's something that would be very, very helpful. And not only would they probably appreciate having the curriculum,
sure,
but
sure.
they also then have a way to go into the schools. Can't talk about God, mm-hmm. but you know, we can teach those principles.
Right.
So,
all right. If you are interested, call Relationships Under Construction. The number is 740-965-2046. 740-965-2046, or you can go online to relationshipsunderconstruction.com, relationshipsunderconstruction.com, and we should also mention missthemess.com, which
well, actually,
is
actually Miss the Mess is we've removed that as part of our website. We
oh.
still use it in the classroom.
Ah, okay.
But I love that because we do have things for students on our website.
Right.
Right. And so, and we use that Miss the Mess all the time.
Okay. So again, relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Pray about becoming a teacher, instructor. And you've heard several times, Catherine's heart for youth pastors. You don't have to be full-time. Youth pastors to become teachers. It will give you an opportunity to actually get into the public schools
in a way that... Don't tell anybody, okay?
Yeah, no. So call 740-965-2046 or visit relationshipsunderconstruction.com. And please pray for Catherine Wood and all of the staff, all of the instructors all over the state of Ohio. Add them to your prayer list and pray for them. Catherine, it is always wonderful to have you in the studio. God bless you and keep up the wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.